Shir number 46, continuing in the Shaar Bitachin in Perek Gimel. And the last thing we learned about was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and the normal situation is that a person has to work. And even though we believe that Hashem runs the world and everything comes from Him, yet a person has to be mishtadel. And the Chavis HaLevav has explained that for two reasons. Number one is, we'll say the second reason first, and that is to keep a person busy, so that he shouldn't come to Averis and the sort. And the first reason, he said, is to test a person, to see if he'll act according to the Torah or not. Now, Rav Rubenstein points out that one of the big challenges in learning and understanding Chayvus HaLevavos is that, being that he is a Rishon, he doesn't always bring sources from Chazal for every one of his ideas. And of course, we, as Klal Yisrael, a Rishon is a source unto itself. However, to find sources in Chazal sometimes aid us in the understanding of the words of the Chayvus HaLevavos. So, to talk just for a moment today about the purpose of tests. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam put us into this world, and He wants to give us oineg, pleasure, simcha, happiness. He wants the world to be beautiful, pleasant, enjoyable. So the question is, why doesn't He just shower us with that pleasure and that enjoyment? And the answer, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Arla says, He wants us to earn whatever we could enjoy, so that it will not be Nahama de Kisufa. Nahama de Kisufa means bread of shame. Meaning, there's an innate human tendency to be embarrassed of taking things that one did not earn. If someone did nothing, was simply given all his needs as a handout, he'd be embarrassed to take it. We all know the Gemara, Adam writes a bekav shaloi mitisha kavim shal chaveroi. Person rather have one measure that he earned on his own, more than taking nine measures that someone else hands out to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu put that tendency into the world. And it's nama de kisufa, it's embarrassment, and he wants us to be able to earn what we're getting. There's a very interesting Meshechach on Parshas Vayechi that talks about why is it the Rachmana Litzlan, if someone is in Ovel sitting Shiva, so the first meal, the Sudas Havra, the first meal after the Levaya, as he sits down to sit Shiva, the food has to come from a neighbor, from outside the house. Can't be his own food. The Meshechach says, why? What's the point of this? So he explains that at that point when the person is beginning his Shiva, he's probably in very much a lot of pain, and he may wonder to himself, what do we need all this for? Hashem brings us to this world, and He takes us out of this world, and there's so much pain in the leaving of the world for the people around them. Like, what's the purpose? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world, as the Ramchal points out, in Seil Sisharim and in Derech Hashem and many places, put us in this world to earn our schar in Olam Haba. Why? So it should not be Nama de Kisufa, just to put us in Olam Haba. Our question here was talking about in Olam Hazeh, earning our keep and earning things that will give us joy and pleasure and sustenance. But on a larger level, we're only in this world to earn our schar for the next world. Hashem could have left us in Shamayim, our neshama there, or taken us from one point in Olam Haba to another point in Olam Haba, but He wanted us to earn our schar, and He put us down in this world. And therefore, at that point, when the Avel is in pain and maybe wondering what's the point of all this, he's fed bread that's not his. He's fed a meal that comes from outside the house, that's not his own. And that doesn't feel so good. Person is right to be kav shalai, wants his own thing. And we tell him, it's not so geschmack to have other people give you things without you earning it. And that's the lesson to learn, to be menachem him. Yes, it's painful what he's going through. And it's painful that the neshama had to go through it. But the purpose was that when it gets to Olam Haba, it will have earned the schar that it deserves. So there's a concept of Nama de Kisufa. The Ramchal goes even deeper and says that really the greatest good comes from emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Valachta B'drachav. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intrinsically perfect, and to, for lack of other words or better words, Kaviyachal, he's the owner of his own greatness. So too, says the Ramchal, we have to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become the owner of our own greatness as well. And the only way to own your greatness is to achieve it through hard work. And therefore, that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tests us. Hashem is challenging us to succeed. He wants us to work hard. And when we work hard and we're able to succeed and pass the test, we feel good. We've earned our own schar. And that's what a test, that's why Hashem tests us. However, it's more than that. Because if you think about it, let's say a teacher tests a class. So whoever does well feels that they earned it. And they feel proud of themselves and their hard work. But what would happen if the teacher had Ruach HaKodesh and said, class, you're taking a test today, but I know your score before you even take the test, so no one needs to take the test. So Hashem really knows what's going to happen. Not getting into the concept of Yedi and Bechira, and how we understand if Hashem knows everything, how do we have free will? As the Rambam says, the only way to understand that is to be Hashem, and we can't do that. But we believe that's true. So if Hashem knows the way we're going to choose, so what's the point of the test? And this is a Ramban by the Akedas Yitzchak V'Elokim Nisos Avram. The Ramban, if you have time, it's kedai to look it up and see inside. The Ramban said, who's the test for? The test is not for the tester. The test is not for Hashem to demonstrate to Hashem what you could do. He knows what's going to happen. The test is for the person himself, to show the one being tested the potential he has in him to bring it out into action, to bring it out el hapoyel, to show what you have in you. Because once you see that and you pass the test, you see what you have, it propels you to even greater heights. In Tehillim it says, Nosata l'riecha nes l'hisnoses. You gave your feared one an opportunity to be elevated. That is why we have to go through the process of being tested. Because each test elevates a person, helps him be more successful, and hone the skills that he needs to pass future and greater tests. Hashem knew Avram Avinu was going to pass all the tests. He knew he had the strength to pass all the tests. And yet, Avram Avinu still had to go through every test. And in every test, he worked hard, and he connected to Hashem, and it elevated him to a higher level. And that developed his spiritual muscles to the extent that without the actual test, he wouldn't have the strength to pass the next step that was even higher and more complex. So yes, Hashem knows a person could do it, but it has to be brought out into this world. And Hashem gave Avraham Avinu the opportunity to develop those skills and achieve greatness and eventually become Avraham Avinu, who passed all the tests. If this potential had not been put to the test and tapped into, he never would have reached where he did. And that is why the Chayvus HaLevavos says that Hashem puts a person in a position to choose and acquire your level. Because when you choose, you acquire the level that you are choosing and being tested. Now it becomes you. You own that level. And now you're able to move higher and higher.